first and foremost, a lot of people may not be familiar with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance or what it does. Can you give us a, sort of the idea, the mission of the group?
Sure. So Illinois Stewardship Alliance is a statewide nonprofit organization. We're located here in Springfield, really closely located conveniently to both the Capitol and to our downtown Old Capitol Farmers Market. And we have three main areas that we work on. And our overall mission is to promote local food and sustainable agriculture. So our three areas are local food, policy advocacy, and conservation. Many people are more familiar with our Buy Fresh, Buy Local Central Illinois campaign or the Local Flavors Farm to Table series. And some people may or may not know that this year we took over the management of the Old Capitol Farmers Market in partnership with Downtown Springfield Incorporated. So those are some of our more well-known programs.
So those programs have gotten a little bit more notoriety. As you get ready to leave the organization, what do you see as its mission for the future? Will it stay the same? Will it be adapting in some way, do you expect?
You know, I think that's an interesting question, and it's sort of tough to answer because I think we're at a really interesting time with local food and farming. Right around the time that I started with Illinois Stewardship Alliance, there started to be this increasing attention on our food. As an organization whose mission was to support local farmers and to promote locally produced food, it was a really good time. People were more concerned and were interested in the work that we did and were wanting to seek out more sources of local food, things that they couldn't find. You know, attendance at the farmers market was rising and sales were really good for several years. Recently, I would say even just this year alone, we're getting a lot of reports across the state, not necessarily just in Springfield, but across the state, of sales starting to go down. And so I think we were kind of riding this wave of people, having that increased attention to, you know, the effects of what food they purchased on their health, on their community, on their environment. And farmers markets did. They reaped the benefits. They became very popular. It was a very crowded place to go. It was there was a lot of energy there as, people filled the streets. And this year, like I said, it started to be something that I think farmers are starting to pay increasing attention to. Those of us who work with farmers, we're kind of asking ourselves, each other, you know, what's going on here? We have farmers who have been doing this for a long time, say 20 years, and they keep really good records. And their sales are down up to even 50%, you know, on certain crops. Definitely a lot of anecdotal evidence that sales are down this year and that there's something happening.
Now, there may not be one specific reason for that, but do you have some ideas of what could be causing that?
There's not necessarily a lot of research out there, but some of the sort of things, the trends that we're seeing, that we're looking to, there's a couple of them. I mean, I think convenience foods and the increased availability of these sort of ready-to-eat options, whether it's a meal delivery service like Blue Apron, I know, is a popular one that delivers meals that are ready to be cooked at your home right to your door. I think grocery stores we're finding have more and more prepared and ready-to-eat. I mean, now, you know, in the wintertime, tangerines or clementines are really popular. You can buy pre-peeled clementines in the grocery store. I think people are just short on time. We have a lot of families who both heads of the household, both parents are working, or single parent households. And it does take time to cook and to prepare food from scratch. So I think that's definitely a trend, and that's affecting our farmers markets. Increasingly, people don't necessarily know how to cook. And it's surprising how often people have never tried a variety of things. I mean, you know, not to call my staff out, but we've had folks who start the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. They've said, I've never had a beet before. And I realize that might not be the most the most common vegetable, but to become an adult and to have never even been offered or tried it, and you have probably half a dozen vendors at the farmer's market who are growing beets, you can see how that could be a challenge. So we over the last couple years, have focused a lot on tastings and making things like fresh kohlrabi, raw kohlrabi. Again, not a common vegetable, but many farmers at the market grow it. Even things like kale or Swiss chard or beets or unique varieties of peppers or tomatoes that don't look like what you're used to buying in the grocery store. So I think that the fact that people aren't cooking as much, there's not as much exposure because they're not cooking and because generations aren't passing it down to the next, there's not as much exposure. People aren't doing backyard gardens as much, which is, again, another one of those places where we learn about the breadth of food, what's available, and what encourages us to learn what to do with it when you garden, right?
So I was going to ask if that might be a reason that maybe more people were gardening, getting into that, and, you know, suddenly they didn't need to go to the farmer's market to get a pepper or a tomato, if that's what they liked, because they're growing it at home. But that's not necessarily the case. That's also seeing a bit of a decline.
You know, I mean, I think there are, you know, definitely those, that small population who is gardening, and that may be the case, that they have learned to do it in their backyard. But overall, as a whole, I think that it's, you know, we're finding that there's a lot of kids and adults. We do a lot of, you know, informal surveys. How many people have grown a garden before? And a lot of adults these days haven't.
Is it a problem for farmers markets, for the local food movement in general, if fewer people are coming out to these events and buying these? I mean, there's a chicken and egg factor, no pun intended there, that farmers, if they can't sell it, I mean, nobody's getting rich usually selling at farmers markets anyway. So is it a situation where they just decide they're, you know, it's not worth their time, their effort, their money?
Oh, absolutely. Every year we lose a vendor. We might gain a new one, but it's an extremely hard to make a living selling produce and farming today and doing direct market farming. There are folks who have been able to do it successfully for a while, but even they will tell you it's not an easy way to make a living. And so we definitely see a turnover in vendors for people who a lot of the people who do it and who continue to do it are not, like you said, they're not doing it because they're getting rich doing it, but a lot of times they really believe in what they're doing and wanting to provide healthy local food to their community. And so there has to be passion as a part of that business, because it's not always the economic return where they see benefits.
We're talking with Lindsay Record. She's Executive Director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. And one of the reasons we wanted to have you in is because you're not going to be in that position a whole lot longer. You'll be leaving the organization. We'll talk a little bit about your tenure there, but why don't you tell us about this decision to leave and then what you hope to be doing?
I've been with Illinois Stewardship Alliance for a little over 10 years. And before I even started at Illinois Stewardship Alliance, one of the things that brought me there was I worked on several farms starting in when I was in college at Arizona State. I worked on a farm that a Native American farmer there was just getting started. I learned so much in that experience. I was introduced to foods that I didn't even know exist, varieties of produce I had never seen before. And it was a really eye-opening experience that there was all these things that were available that I wasn't, you know, I had become a young adult without even knowing about. And I also discovered that the foods were really good. They were fresh and delicious and unique. And so anyway, so that experience of working on a farm was really what led me to the Illinois Stewardship Alliance eventually. And I saw how hard that farmers worked and how difficult it was to make a living and to be recognized for the diversity of produce that they had and to be able to get into markets, to restaurants, to grocery stores, to things like that. And that's really what got me to the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. And I spent, 10 years there and trying to make it easier for them to access markets, trying to look at policies that prohibited them or, regulatory barriers that made it difficult for them to do something as simple as slicing a tomato at the farmer's market so a customer could taste it that would then make them more likely to buy it. The regulations have been a big barrier. So it was always the farmers were always at the heart of that. The longer that I worked at Illinois Stewardship Alliance, the more time I spent in my office and my computer as an executive director. You're doing a lot of the things that are behind the scenes that keep the organization going. You're working with the board. You're writing grant applications. You're creating budgets. It's all really important work that has to be done. After a while, I started to miss being out in the community. I missed being outside, getting my hands in the dirt. And so I felt like 10 years was a pretty good run. What I'm looking to do next is I have applied to do an AmeriCorps position with Grow Springfield. Grow Springfield is an urban ag and community garden network. I'm really interested in getting back out into the community and taking some time to get to know folks who are working, who are part of the community garden community here in Springfield, and getting my hands dirty. And community gardens are a really powerful place for people to get reintroduced to their food.
Let's talk a little bit about the organization going forward then, maybe some things that you didn't get to accomplish or you think need to be dealt with going forward. I know things maybe you've even worked on that so far you've not been able to change, a rule, regulation, certain things like that.
Sure. Well, a really big thing that's coming up for the work that I think the Illinois Stewardship Alliance will do going forward is working on the Food Safety Modernization Act. And this is a huge piece of federal regulations that are intended to update our food safety regulations that hadn't been updated for many, many years. It's a very complex piece of regulation that will be challenging for farmers just to understand what they need to do in order to comply. It's always a challenge for farmers who are so busy fine-tuning their skills to also try to detangle complex federal regulations can be a bit challenging for them. So I know that will be one thing that the organization will be working on going forward. But also, I think this issue that we've talked about a bit of how do farmers respond to this changing marketplace where we're seeing that sales are starting to go down at farmers markets. And when you look at the markets available to farmers, grocery stores and retail stores can be pretty tough for farmers to enter. Part of that is because of the expectation of what the produce looks like. It has to be perfect. The varieties that people will buy in the grocery store. We talked a little bit about unique varieties of produce. Well, oftentimes, that's not what the grocery store wants to buy because they don't sell a lot of them. Just looking at the labeling and the packaging, it can be a bit of a barrier for farmers wanting to sell. When you look at restaurants, if you look here in Springfield, we have a handful of committed restaurants that want to buy local. And it might be a little bit more work for them to buy local because they're not just buying it from one vendor and getting it delivered all at once off the truck, but maybe they're, buying their produce from one person, their meat from another vendor, cheese from someone else, and they're getting deliveries at different times. So we have our handful of committed restaurants who are buying local, but many other restaurants, there's not even an opportunity there. So farmers markets are the number one outlet for our local farmers to sell their produce. If that market is going down, which, again, we have anecdotal evidence that farmers market sales are going down, then what do we do about that? And I think that's something that Illinois Stewardship Alliance will be looking at over over the next couple years. You know, one area where we're seeing a lot of increase is in value-added foods. So people are cooking less these days. Maybe for farmers who are trying to sell tomatoes and spinach and sweet corn, you know, there's a limited market. But as soon as you turn those foods into something that's a little closer to ready to eat, although you could argue that you can eat tomatoes just plain.
You can argue that, yes.
But, you know, with people cooking less, the more value you add, as we say in this field, so taking tomatoes and turning it into tomato sauce or tomato soup that's ready to eat or freezing them for use in the winter, you're adding value to it and giving consumers an additional product. Illinois Stewardship Alliance will have the opportunity to look at how can they support farmers and other entrepreneurs who are interested in doing this. An example of something that we've been playing a small part in this community is to develop an incubator kitchen. And it's not off the ground yet. Lincoln Land Community College is taking the lead on this. But the idea behind an incubator kitchen is to have a space where farmers, as well as other independent entrepreneurs, could use in order to process foods, in order to start food businesses, that would, you know, a farmer could then, you know, if they have an excess of beets, for example, they could use the kitchen space to pickle those beets. And people are far more likely to buy a pickled beet that somebody else made rather than making it themselves.
And before time gets away from us, I just wanted to, you know, ask if the local food movement, it's not on the wane necessarily. I mean, there's still people want to know what's in their food. They're concerned about it. It seems like the work that has been done over the last few years has resonated with the public.
Absolutely. I think absolutely they are. And I don't mean to be so negative in that and that farmers markets aren't doing well. It just, again, this year with reports of farmers market sales being down, it's something for those of us working in the farmers market community to be concerned about.
Lindsay Record is the executive director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and as she mentioned, she'll be leaving soon. Lindsay, appreciate all your work and appreciate you coming in to talk with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.